It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations.
Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main and I really wanted to come in here because I felt inspired to share with you a thread that has been rippling out throughout numerous conversations and readings and in sessions this week. And I think it's alive for all of us. It's relevant for all of us, to all of us. And so this thread has really been a thread of overthinkers, overachievers, overgiving people who are just fucking exhausted. And whenever there's a snippet, a ray of sunshine, a ray of light, there's a relief that's getting flooded over us, and nourishing other people has really become a way for us to fill our own cup. But underneath that, it's also a false power. A false power of, look at all the good work that I'm doing. I'm living my truth because my medicine is my service. And when I give to others, I am full. And underneath that, there's a real avoidance of our deep knowing, our deep calling. For us to perhaps be still, rest, listen, and surrender. Because for the overthinkers, the overachievers, the overgivers, this is a distraction and ultimately a form of control, right? I can control what I give to others. I can control myself in how people perceive me, and I can fill my time and avoid really being with myself and that radical honesty that comes with it, you know. So often, you know, we're so used to operating in survival mode, in reaction, in this high intensity, because that's what prompts us and that's what throws us into action. And if we don't have that, we don't have that drama, if we don't have that theatrics, if we don't have that full-on thing that's unraveling before our eyes, will we actually take action? Are we inspired to take action without the adrenaline spike that throws us into such action, or shall I say, reaction? And this is both a little concerning and it's also enabling our avoidance by distracting us, but it's also depleting us. No good comes from this. And so as much as we crave and we want to be good humans, We want to be of service to the world. You know, we want to do good. That matters to us. But are we really following our soul path if we're not listening to the universe, if we're not listening to our body's intelligence, if we're not giving ourselves over to the infinite wisdom that resides within us, that's telling us to pull back just a little, pull back just a little? Because often we're afraid of what's gonna present itself in that moment of stillness. Do I have to bite the bullet and leave my partner? Do I have to admit my own defeat and say that this job is not working for me? Do I have to bite the bullet and say, you know what? Kids, make your own way home. Cook your own dinner. So many of us wonder about intimacy, and you know, for those who are experiencing not the level of intimacy that they crave, they wonder, will I ever experience intimacy again? And what I say is, I view intimacy as into me, I see. And our relationship and our reality with intimacy is really based upon our relationship with ourselves, but we put it on other people. We make it other people's responsibility, therefore creating more pressure on the other person when it is not their responsibility, it is not their role, it is not their job, it is our job to become radically honest, to be with ourselves, to create new ways to nourish ourselves, to begin to really begin to see how we view intimacy, how we view pleasure is incredibly warped, and it's being dictated by the gaze of the patriarch of colonial culture. It says that intimacy is limited to two people together in the confines of their room, one man, one woman, and this is what it looks like. This is what it should look like. And it is the other person's responsibility to make their partner feel wanted and needed. However, what if we step outside the confines of that box and melted into this moment whereby we get to be in this moment and feel rich and nourished and absolute pleasure ripple out throughout our veins purely because we're present to the moment? Because in the richness of now, we do not yearn for anything. To be intimate with ourselves is to be intimate with life. And then and only then can we really be ready and open and secure and full to share ourselves with someone else. And that might be within a union with one person, or it might be in a posse of friends. You might explore that with multiple people. This whole expectation that our one partner in this life has to be everything, has to be our best friend, has to be the most intimate lover, has to be strong, has to be tough, has to know how to hold the room, hold the space, has to contribute to conversation, has to know where I'm at without thinking, has to be fun, we have to go out dancing together, we have to be all things. That is so much pressure for some one person to hold. So I really want to open us up to a reality whereby maybe we can have multiple people for multiple reasons and multiple things. One person shouldn't have to be subjective to be all that. we are setting that person up to fail. So maybe we get to create what that looks like for us. Maybe we have this person for this thing and then this person for this thing or this group of people for this thing and another for another. It's that, you know, we're so conditioned to belong. We're so conditioned to have to and the need to fit in, to be accepted, that we really create this life, this platform, this ability whereby we're setting ourselves up to fail because it's just not realistic. And it really saddens me to think that we live our whole lives expecting other people to be someone that they're not, other people putting those same expectations on us. And it's fucking exhausting. And we're so afraid that we will be unlovable, that we just do things that we don't want to do, that we overgive, that we people please, that we feel like we have to constantly do things because we have to. So what does life look like if we just really lived by our values and we created a life that was full and nourishing but not busy and chaotic? What would that look like? And how can we breathe life into those moments that do feel a little bit mundane? Those things that we have to do because we're responsible for others, particularly if you've got children or dependents. How can we bring magic into those moments? And what if we just said no to some things? What if we just said, no, actually, I'm not available for that right now. That doesn't feel good for me right now. And still know that we are absolutely loved. Because if we don't create that and have that discernment for ourselves, those boundaries for ourselves, then other people are going to form them for us. And I don't know about you, but I just feel like that's not good enough anymore. That's not an option anymore. So what changes can you make? What things can you embrace to create a full but spacious life, a peaceful life, a nourishing life where you get to let your partner off the hook and you get to feel intimacy in all moments, into me I see. And open ourselves up to pleasure, to receive. Because that is such a basic fundamental need that is vital to our well-being. And if we can't get that right, then by fuck, it's going to be all uphill from there. So right now, there's a blank canvas available to all of us. And we get to choose. What are you choosing for yourself? Because we get to decide. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing the gaze in which we see the world. And that is totally within our control. To inhabit heaven no matter where we're standing. That is a beautiful thing. If rewriting your karma, your reality, and embracing those parts of yourself to be truly loved for who you are, to be deeply intimate with yourself, with others, with life, then I invite you into Karma Soma. Karma Soma is a 5-week journey. It's an experience that will completely alter how you feel about your body, about your life, about your karma. And we get to meet those parts of ourselves that we've forgotten, that were taken, stolen, robbed, told us was ugly, bad, messy, wrong. And we get to feel her inside, those parts inside our body like never before. And we get to feel fucking amazing because why not? Why not? We deserve that. We absolutely do. I will put the link in the show notes, and I hope that you will check it out and join us for Karma Soma. From my cosmic heart to your cosmic heart, big, beautiful, bold love. Bye for now.